Hey, Smutters.
Hey, y'all. You have to excuse me. I've recently discovered a love for cookie crumble. And I currently have this huge-ass cookie with frosting on it. And it's so good.
I ate the cornbread cookies. We got a party pack of them yesterday. And I got the cornbread cookies, and they were so good.
Well, a little kid of ours always goes for the best one first, so you had to get a multi-pack so we could have one.
We had to get 12 of them. So many crumble points.
Mm-hmm. How's your week been?
It's been a roller coaster. How's your week been?
It's been all right.
Yeah?
I got some new shoes.
Yes, you did.
And normally, that wouldn't be a big deal, guys. But literally, I have not had new shoes since 2017. Like, I have a pair of Air Max or Nike. Yeah, Nike Air Max. I don't know. They were like really popular when I got them in 2017. So, not long ago, not realizing that they have relaunched these shoes, someone literally asked me if how I liked the retro versions. I didn't have the retros. I had the originals. I just don't buy shoes.
Well, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get my Vans. I love Vans.
You're a shoeaholic.
Only with Vans, though. Like, I love them, so that's all I get. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
what else has been going on?
Not a lot.
Crazy, kooky world.
I meant to tell you guys about this app I found on Instagram. It's called Enigma. And why is that funny? Okay, so what it does is it tells you about all the reported UFO sightings. Mm-hmm. And it will use your GPS to where you are. Like, it has exactly...
You remember that music called Enigma?
Oh, yeah. But it uses your GPS. So, like, on ours, it shows the planet, and then it, like, pinpoints down to our neighborhood, and it shows...
So, basically, it's spying on you.
Kind of, but it shows you, like, all the UFO sightings around you and how they were reported. It's so freaking cool. So, it's free, and it's fun. I check it every so often. I love it. But you can look anywhere. It's very cool. If you've had your own UFO sightings, you can type it in and pinpoint where it was. It's pretty awesome. So
I can't finish my cookie. That's really sweet.
It's so sweet, right?
Yeah, but it's really good. So I started a new job this week, and I'm working a lot of hours. So basically, I have not really had much of a chance to go down any rabbit holes.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen a couple things, and I think I sent them to you, but like other stuff, I just haven't had a chance to really look at this week.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's something crazy that's happened. I'm sure there's some reptilian that's taken office somewhere or something.
I did get a lot of puppy videos this week because I love my puppy videos. But...
Yep. Whoops, sorry.
missed
my mouth on that one.
This week's story.
I got that all over me.
You do.
Why can I not drink out of a can?
I don't know. You spill stuff all the time. Like, all your shirts have stains on them. Yeah, I know. Okay, you guys. This week's story. It's so crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember now.
Yes, I was reading you pieces of it.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to say nothing. Y'all go ahead.
Literally, when I was reading Troy pieces of it, he goes, I guess you're putting the smut in Supernatural Smut this week. So,
yeah,
there's a lot of smut in this, y'all. So,
do ghosts have teeth?
Ghosts? I would think so. I don't know.
Do they have to pee or poop?
Probably not.
Ghost. Why do they need teeth then? They don't have to eat.
So they look right. I mean, if you were a ghost, wouldn't you want your teeth?
I mean, it wouldn't matter. I wouldn't be able to eat none of them.
But if somebody saw you, you wouldn't want to not have teeth.
I'm definitely not smiling, though, because I'm dead.
But you still, like, I don't know, want teeth. Cool, cool, cool. All right, so let's dive on in. Actually, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Real quick. I was thinking about this because this has to do with our story. But, like, okay, so the story's about this guy that gets abducted and has sex with a bunch of aliens. And apparently this happens a lot, right?
Didn't know that.
Okay, well, it does. And
clapping some alien cheeks.
Yes. But what if the aliens got somebody that had, like, crabs or something and gonorrhea and stuff? Does that mean that it's floating around the universe?
So they must have come to
Tennessee? Does that mean it's floating around the universe? Like,
so, you know what? That's probably why they won't make themselves known. Is because they're like, that's the STD, like, world.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Don't go there. That's garbage. But it just got me thinking while I was doing this, like, what if they got that one person that had an STD and was like, but they keep coming back.
And all you Tennessee folks, don't get mad. I live in Tennessee. That's why I said that.
Yes, we can say that. Okay.
We could narrow it down to a city.
Could we?
Or a couple high schools.
I'm sure we could. So
while you do that, I'm going to see if there's anything that pops up while you're doing this.
Okay, cool.
See if there's anything cool to talk about, because you know I always follow the cool stuff.
Okay. So today we're talking about David Huggins.
Ooh. Didn't he write a book in 1987?
No.
Somebody wrote a book.
Somebody wrote a book that I got you to look up, but it was not David Huggins.
I was trying to be smart. Damn it.
You were so close, though. You remembered the year and everything.
Backfire.
So, David has been abducted numerous times, and...
Why do they keep going back to him?
I guess they just like his sweet loving. Yeah. I don't know. But, he's been on some crazy adventures. So, we're going to dive on in. Now, David is 72 years old, and he lives in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Is he 72 now?
Yeah, I don't know if he's still alive. That's how old he was. There's a documentary, you guys, on this. It's called Love and Saucers. And it's, you can look up the website because he paints all his encounters and he sells them. So I watched it for free on YouTube. And it's the whole documentary about David Huggins and his, like, experiences with his alien lover. Mm. His alien lover.
Mr. Lover.
Okay. So, he has a part-time job at a deli, and after work, he comes home and he likes to paint. David grew up in Paulding County, Georgia.
Which is not far from us.
Yeah, that's what I asked you, if it was very far.
Like, the, Caleb, when he played football, we played Paulding County before.
Did we?
I played Paulding County, yeah.
Oh, okay. So not far at all. He lived on a big farm. His chores included slopping...
It's Rome, like Rome area.
Oh, okay. Okay. His chores included slopping the pigs, cutting the grass, and carrying in the firewood for the stove. And he actually liked to work on the farm. It wasn't like chores to him. He just enjoyed doing it. Now, his grandparents would take him to tent revivals. He was not too into it. He said the preacher would talk about hellfire and damnation. And the people would act kind of crazy, like handling, like they would handle snakes, they would talk in tongues and stuff. And it just wasn't for him. It kind of scared him. So it really turned him off of religion. Now, as a child, David would see things his parents didn't. And he claimed his childhood was strange to a certain extent. David's first encounter happened when he was 8 years old. He was playing at the base of a tree when he heard a voice. It said, "David, behind you." He turned around and saw a little hairy guy with big glowing eyes looking straight at him. Now, when he says this, I'll post a picture of the little hairy guy. He looks like a mini Bigfoot. He's kind of cute and fuzzy, like just a little fuzzy hairball. Little
fuzzy
bitty
butt.
Yeah, little Bigfoot. He saw a little hairy guy with big glowing eyes looking straight at him. David thought it was the boogeyman, and he took off running. But the interesting part is when he saw the little hairy guy, he felt like he was in the being's eyes looking at himself. When he made it to the barn, he turned to look back and saw the little hairy guy turn and go back into the woods. The next encounter... Now, when I first heard this, I was like, so did he see Bigfoot? But later on, he comes back. The next encounter, David went to the barn to grab his baseball, but when he heard a noise on the side of the barn, he went to look and he saw a giant insect being. It looked like a praying mantis. David started to scream, and when he did, the praying mantis sprayed him with some type of bluish-gray liquid. Nothing? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Be quiet.
Okay. David ran from the barn and saw the liquid was evaporating quickly. Now, David is terrified at this point. Another time, David was going to a friend's house and he walked through a field. He felt like he was being watched. He then heard the mooing of a cow and he saw a little head poke up. David got scared and noticed everything around him was getting brighter and brighter. He fainted. When he woke up, David was curled into a little ball and several gray aliens were standing around him. Then he heard three beeps. And next thing he knows, he's standing chest deep in weeds. Which, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, one day, David was outside looking for arrowheads and he glanced up and saw 8 or 9 blue guys drop from the sky. When they landed, they ran straight for David. He took off towards the house. Now, David's house was on pillars, so he could look under the house and see the other side. So when he did, he saw the being's legs. They turned and walked away. That night, David was in his room looking out the window, and he sees the same little guys. They come into his room and take him outside. They floated up to a craft inside a well-lit room. A little gray alien and a woman come in. She has a long rod in her hand.
She does.
He's like 8 right now. So she tilts his head back and the little grays hold him. She then shoved the rod into his nose. She inserted something in his nose from the rod. When she pulled it out, David said, "You hurt me." He said it again, "You hurt me." And the lady says, "Let me see." And the pain instantly went away. Now, the beings didn't seem hostile at all. David was scared, but they never hurt him, not trying to hurt him. The little grays seemed like they were the workers. They had the hairy guy with glowing eyes, a tall, thin being with a knob on the back of his head. He was kind of like the person in charge. And there was the big praying mantis. He was frightening, but always talked to David like he was a child. And then there was Crescent. Crescent was older, or not Crescent. David was older and walking in the woods. He saw a woman sitting under a tree. Now, y'all, when I say woman, I mean a woman body with a gray alien face with black hair. I've got pictures of this, too. I'll post them.
You're going to have to post that.
Yeah, I will. I showed you a picture the other day of his living room painting of the naked woman body and the alien head.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it was. So the woman gets up and walks toward David, and he starts to get aroused. Quote, "I couldn't get my pants down fast enough." Your face. He falls down on the ground and he claps those alien cheeks. He reached his climax and passed out. I don't really know how to explain this. So David woke up 15 or 20 minutes later, pants around his knees, and he gets dressed and he leaves.
Man.
Now, here's the thing. David didn't remember this, okay? He just woke up and he was like, why am I half naked in the woods? So he just kind of gets up and takes off. So eventually, David decided he wanted to leave Georgia. He wanted to paint. And David was 19 years old at this point and heard about the Art Students League. He wrote a letter to his parents and he left. David started walking. He figured it would take a while, so he put out his thumb. He started hitchhiking. A big black car rolls up. The woman says, "Where are you going?" He tells her, and she takes him. She tells him to get in. They didn't talk. They get there. David says, "Thank you." She nods and drives off. Now that night, David had a strange dream about that woman, and he hears the words say, "We'll be back tonight." Now, David thinks that the lady that picked him up was actually Crescent in disguise. Now, he keeps having these dreams for months, and he keeps hearing the words, "We'll be back tonight." And he has another dream about the strange woman. After school, David got a plan. He decided he was going to get some flowers. And before bed, he put the flowers down and said, "Those are for you." He woke up the next morning and they were gone. She came and took the flowers and he knew they would be back tonight.
So he's not remembering any of it.
No, he's not remembering any of it. Just like stuff from dreams, and he hears voices when he first wakes up and that's it. So since he knew they were going to come back tonight, he got up, he cleaned the house, he even washed his dishes because David had a date. That night, they did come back. Crescent came back and they were rubbing their heads together. Now, in the documentary, David cracks me up. He's like, "If you and your girl have never rubbed heads together, you need to, because it is wonderful."
Like a cat?
Yeah, like they're sitting there rubbing their heads together. And David swears by this. He's like, "Rub heads together. You'll love it." Okay. So, let's see here. Crescent was warm, friendly. She was definitely strange. And David said that she was his girlfriend. That just makes me laugh. Basically, she would come to his room at night and they would have crazy alien sex while the praying mantis stood in the corner and watched. And then they would leave. Which is so weird, right? I've got pictures I'll post on Instagram of that too. So one night, David was painting in his room and Crescent appears. She seemed very stressed out. And she said, quote, "David, the baby's dying." And David says, "What baby?" Crescent says, "Your baby, but it's dying." And David's like, "Show me my baby." He had to yell at her several times. And finally, she picks the baby up out of a container and dangles the baby in front of him by its arm.
This is a dream?
Nope, this is real. Oh. Because she didn't know what to do. So she's like dangling the baby by its arm in front of him like, this is what's going on. She's a good mom. David flips out and is like, no, you do not hold a baby like that. And he showed Crescent how to cradle the baby. He said, "I have to come with you to help the baby." She said, "No, you're not allowed." And David yelled, "My baby is dying and I can't come there. What is this?" And then he passed out. David woke up and the praying mantis comes over and is very upset. So David's on the ship now. The praying mantis is very upset and he says, "What are you doing here?" And David said, "My baby's dying. I want my baby.
My baby.
My baby." Then he sees Crescent holding the baby. It's not moving. David goes to touch the baby, and when he did, static electricity shocked the baby, and it moved. David was so excited. His baby was moving now. He saved it. He brought the baby back to life. So the praying mantis says, "Come with me." And they go into a room, What do you think was in the room?
Sex machine.
No, but close.
What?
Actually, not close at all. I should not have said that. We're going to mark that out right now. It's a room filled with hundreds of babies. Ugh. Yeah. So.
Sounds like hell.
So, where was I? But none of the babies are moving. And David said, whose babies are these? And the praying mantis points at David. All hundreds of those babies were David's.
So they had litters.
She just kept coming down and doing him and leaving. And every time she did, she had a baby. So the first thing that goes through David's mind is, how am I going to pay for college? Like Scott's tots, you know? he said, it's so funny because he starts laughing. He's like, I didn't know how to pay for college for hundreds of babies. So anyway, David goes through and he touches all the babies and they all come back to life. He shocks them to life and it helps them. So one day, David starts flipping out, thinking that his baby was dead. He couldn't stop crying. And it's so funny because he says two very large women grabbed him and forced him on the ground. And Crescent came running. She said, what's wrong? What's going on? And David said, our baby died. And she said, no, David, the baby didn't die. Here's our baby. And she showed him and David instantly felt better.
Why do you think he died?
It was just a feeling he had. Like, he was freaking out. He just got this bad feeling.
Is he dreaming or on the ship?
This is on the ship. Oh. It was a bad feeling he got, and he just thought his baby died. And, you know, she shows him the baby, and he instantly felt better. But then he woke up, and he still heard the voice saying, the baby is fine. The baby is all right. Every experience David had, he would always wake up and forget. But it started coming back August 17th of 1987.
How did it start coming back?
I'll tell you. So the Bings left him alone and David got married and had a son named Michael. David was living a normal life, but he started
for how long?
Well, I mean, long enough to have a baby and get married and stuff. So I'd say like a few years, right? Well, this one took about that long. His name wasn't Troy and Jen. Okay, so then he started to remember things, like vivid things. And he started kind of creeping around his house because he felt like he was always being watched. He felt like there was a presence there. And he'd kind of tiptoe around each corner thinking he was going to see something. But then David heard about a book written by Bud Hopkins, and David has to get that book. In the documentary, he's like, I was led to this book. I was meant to read this book. So he finds the book and he starts reading it, and he comes to this chapter describing an alien lady, and it describes Crescent.
Did she have a bunch of more babies?
Oh, there were tons of babies. But it also it turns out that David was having sex with a bunch of different aliens. Like, that's what he did. He went there like tons of times. He taught the aliens how to care for their babies. He even like demonstrated how to breastfeed their babies. There's a painting of that too. And I was like, what is he doing? And it says David showing them how to breastfeed babies. Sure, David. Anyway, but yeah, he says that he was with a bunch of other beings and, you know, they were having babies, and basically there's a whole race of Davids out there.
Like Genghis Khan.
Right. Yes. I bet he's in like alien history books.
I'm sure.
So David comes to the chapter that describes Crescent perfectly, and the book was called Intruders. And Troy, you actually just found that on Amazon, right? How much was it? Did it say? Do you remember? I don't think it was probably that much because I don't know how popular the book is, but it is on Amazon and I'm very excited about it. So David had never told anyone about his alien girlfriend because he never really remembered her. But once he read that, all his memories came flooding back.
Did he try hypnosis?
No, he didn't need to. He saw so many images. He didn't know what to do with all of it. So there was a meeting with the High Alien Council because David wanted to paint the images that was coming back to him. And at first, the aliens, they were like, or beings, I don't know which one I should say, but we'll go with aliens. They were like, I don't know about this. So they had to sit there and think about it and have this long meeting. And finally, they were like, you know what? You go for it. You do those naked alien paintings if you want to, David. And he did. He was so excited. But he was very nervous about it because he didn't want to get it wrong. So it took David about 3 weeks to get up the nerve to start doing his paintings. But when he did, he got the best sleep he had ever had because he was letting everything out that his mind had been holding from him. He finally got it on paper. And I kind of get where he's coming from. I mean, not like that or anything. But, like, I know when there's a very... when we do a story and it's very in-depth and it gets to me, like, once I get it out on the air, I always feel a lot better and I can forget about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's where he's coming from. It's nowhere near, like, what David's going through, but I can see what he's saying. It even turned out that David saw Crescent when he was a little boy. He told Crescent that his mama and daddy didn't believe he saw her and they would whip him when he talked about her.
Aww.
Crescent got very upset about this and all she could tell David was don't tell them. And he quit telling them. He never mentioned it again and things got better. Now, you see, Crescent was always with David. His parents were drunks. They would hit David. They would beat him. They would get a belt and beat him with that.
That's not normal. Just kidding.
His dad would cheat on his mom a lot. It was just kind of a broken household, and David kind of grew up a troubled kid. But when David left, he heard Crescent's voice say, if you don't leave now, you never will. So Crescent was basically responsible for him leaving, which this kind of gets to me because he's hearing voices in his head. I'm wondering if he was a sociopath. Is that what it is?
I guess. I don't know.
What? Look up. No, you're doing something right now. You're playing Angry Birds like you're not supposed to be doing. But it's either... which one is it where you see things? Is it a sociopath or schizophrenic?
I have no idea.
Okay, so I feel like he had...
I think that's your area of expertise.
I know, and I feel like if you have... I don't want to... I'm not going to get it wrong. I feel like it's a form of mental illness, though, because he's hearing the voices in his head. Maybe he was seeing things, you know? But the thing is, David's stories have never changed. He's not... doing the story for money. He doesn't really care if people believe him or not because he knows he believes himself. You know, he did do a documentary. I don't know if he got paid for it or whatever, but he did sell his paintings and he didn't have to put a story with it. He could have just, you know, sold them and been done with it. You know, people would have bought them. But yeah, he doesn't seem to really care if anybody believes him or not. He just does his own thing. Now, when David started to remember his alien lover, he told his wife everything, which he probably shouldn't have, because right after he did, she divorced him. Yeah, she divorced him. His son believes David's stories. He knows he has hundreds of half-brothers and sisters out there, and David says he still visits, but in his younger self form, and as I said, he taught the beings how to feed and take care of the children. And says that if they would have allowed him, he would have left Earth forever just to be with his kids in Crescent. Now, I do want to end this on a long quote from David because I love this. I was doubting myself, but I knew that the experiences were real because I've seen them when I'm awake. I mean, the little hairy guy, the insect being, the guys floating down from out of the sky, those were not dreams. And you want to say they're interplanetary? Fine. They're intergalactic? Fine. Another universe? Fine. Another dimension? I don't know. I just don't know. You know, it doesn't really matter to me. I know they exist. I know they're real. And that's enough for me. I mean, if they ever tell me where they're from, I'll let you know. I miss her, but she's where she is, and I'm where I am, and I don't know what else to say.
I mean, really, what else do you say?
You can't. So, I'm going to show Troy some of these paintings, and I will post these on Instagram so you can see them. So, there's their experience in the woods. Okay, there's the little blue guys. I need you to comment instead of laugh.
I don't know really what to say.
Okay, there's them in his room. Okay. There's a little hairy guy. Isn't he cute? Nothing. I like the little hairy guy. There's Crescent with their baby. Little baby body and an alien head like Crescent.
And he, okay, I'm not making fun of the religion by any means, but it looks like she's wearing a Sharara thing.
Like a loose fitting,
people in Iraq and Pakistan. Like the
ladies. Oh, it does, doesn't it?
So, why is it when he saw her, he had to clap those alien cheeks? Because you can't see nothing of her.
Okay, well, hang on. Okay, I did some of... There's her eyes. So, okay. Now, here's the thing. Like, there's part of the picture, but you remember the picture that I sent you? Look. The picture that I sent you, or that I showed you of her being naked, you know? Mm-hmm. She's hot stuff. She looks like she could be in the band Kiss, honestly. You know it? But she's a very, like, muscular woman. Alien, you know, she's in shape, y'all. She's very muscular. Let me see here. I love these pictures. I don't know if he is still alive either. Have you looked stuff up? Is this what you're sending me?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. I've looked up so many of these pictures. Loving saucers.
Love and other drugs.
Well, look, he's got you can go to like his gallery and there's the one stand in his living room. The one hanging in his living room is a picture of Crescent and she's super naked and holding her boobies. So there's that. He's literally painted all, like, every single one of his experiences. And you can look up Love and Saucers. And it's got a website where you can look at the gallery of some of his paintings. And you can even buy some of them. I think they look to be about $70 a piece. Yeah. Oh, that's him teaching them how to breastfeed.
Oh, so he literally did it himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, right, David. Okay, I'm going to take a picture of the hairy guy because he's just my favorite. Just because he looks like a little animal. Okay. And we'll post that one with his glowing eyes.
Oh, Lord.
What?
You know how I told you about Cocaine Bear?
Yeah.
Scientists are now investigating after they seen sharks ingesting cocaine.
Oh, you already, we talked about that. I know, but
there's a video of it, of them ingesting it.
Why are they giving free cocaine to sharks?
You sound like a druggie.
I mean, I'm...
Free cocaine?
Not like that, but like, the shark looks fine. He's not like swimming super fast or super aggressive.
Not yet. He's not going to be on tape that way.
He's just like...
Because the shark's now flying. He's overhead.
That's crazy. I love Cocaine Bear. Y'all, if y'all have never watched Cocaine Bear, you must. It's so good. I don't know. They just look kind of funny.
He's gorgeous.
A little fuzzy Frenchie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, y'all, that is a story. Like I said, you can go on YouTube.
Tell me if you sing that.
You can go on YouTube and watch Love and Saucers. It's the David Huggins documentary. And just type in Love and Saucers and it'll pop up. And it's actually really good. It's just David going about his daily life and remembering what happens. And it's a pretty good show. I liked it. I watched it by myself. I didn't think Troy would sit through it. Just I figured he'd get kind of bored with it. But yeah. That is the story of David Huggins. What do you think?
Far-fetched. This one is just...
Do you think he experienced all that? Because the book...
I think he thinks he experienced something, but that shit's just crazy.
You don't think there's a legion of Davids out there? Little baby Davids? Mm-mm. Okay. C4 should sponsor us because I sponsor them a lot.
We need to order that.
What is it?
$1.66 a can.
Okay. But it must be the Skittles C4.
Okay.
Y'all, if y'all haven't tried Skittles C4, it's so stinking good. Try it. Okay. So.
Every month.
What?
You can do it every month.
Really? Cool, cool, cool.
Anyway,
all right, you guys, that is the story for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
I just think it's a little far-fetched. I just, you know, those paintings she painted just seem kind of, I don't know, out there and just, I don't know.
I love it. Is David still, look up David Huggins. Let's see real quick. I wonder if he's still alive. Surely he is. Huggins. Let's see here. It's not saying he's passed, but it's also saying he's 64, so it probably needs to be updated.
Probably.
But, yeah. He's still kicking, looks like.
Wow.
All right, you guys. Well,
you need to track him down and interview him yourself.
Well, he's already done an interview. That's fun. That would be cool to go into his deli that he works at.
Maybe he'd appreciate that.
Okay. All right, you guys. Layer up, drink lots of water, and make good choices.
If you make bad choices, just make sure they're fun.
Yeah. All right, we will see you next Sunday. Thank you for joining us.
Go clap some alien cheeks.
Yes, have fun with that. Make hundreds of alien babies. All right, see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.